So, you want to launch a subscription box and don't know where to start? Girl, you are in the right place. I'm Julie Ball, a subscription box coach and your host here at Subscription Box Basics, a podcast for new and aspiring subscription box entrepreneurs that want to avoid overwhelm. So grab a coffee, some pen and paper, and let's have some fun. Hey, and welcome back. Today, we are talking about mindset and emotions. It can sometimes feel like you're riding a roller coaster. Sometimes it's the ride of your life and you are at the top, hands in the air with joy. And then, of course, you go down the hill, which can be equal parts exciting and terrifying. Well, you don't have to ride the roller coaster alone. And actually, my team and I can make it quite a bit less jarring. Starting a business is a big deal, and it's going to be fun and scary and exciting and all the things. Oftentimes, when we are about to do something big, like start a subscription box business, some typical mindset issues pop up. Let's talk about fear. It's normal to be scared when you're about to do something big. Fear of failing, being judged, making mistakes. One of the biggest things you can do in this situation is do the what if exercise. Take a piece of paper and draw a line down the middle, creating two columns. At the top of one column, write, what if I fail? And at the top of the second column, you guessed it, write, what if I succeed? Then just take 5 to 10 minutes to brainstorm what might happen in each situation. Seriously, try it. I think that you'll find that in most situations, the what if I fail answers are not as bad as you think. The fact that you're scared, that's just a normal part of doing something bold and taking a risk. I like how Christy Wright puts it. She says, ask yourself, what if my worst fears come true? Will I survive? When the answer is yes, the decision is less scary. You know that even if it doesn't turn out how you hoped, you'll still be okay in the end, and you can just pick yourself up and start over with a new perspective. I love that. After you do the exercise, try to reframe your fear into excitement. Visualize yourself packing hundreds of boxes and sending gratitude to each of your subscribers. Visualize payment notifications on your phone. Visualize 5-star reviews from happy subscribers who say your subscription box changed their life. I encourage you to include these images or words on your vision boards, or if you journal, you can already look at it as if it's already happened, feeling that joy and that excitement as if it's happened. If that's a little bit too woo for you, then a very practical way to mitigate fear when you're about to do something big is through preparation. Get your ducks in a row, find a mentor, or surround yourself in a supportive community. You probably knew that answer was coming, but we get tons of feedback from Sparkle Hustle Grow members that the community component makes them want to stick around long term. Next, let's talk about imposter syndrome, another mindset issue that comes creeping in when you're about to do something big. Imposter syndrome is when you doubt your own abilities and feel like a fraud. Oftentimes, that mean girl in our heads gets triggered, and when you're about to do something big and scary, she speaks up. One tactic to help you with imposter syndrome is to reflect on what triggers it. For example, is it a person? Is it a situation? Is it something on social media? What makes you feel like you don't deserve something? Then rewrite your internal script around each trigger, one that allows you to separate feeling from fact. List your achievements, value them, and embrace yourself because you're amazing. You have the ability to turn down the volume of that mean girl voice in your head. Maybe even write yourself a little personal pep talk. Like, what would a mentor say to you? And what would you say to a friend? We tend to be so much nicer, so much more encouraging to others than to ourselves. So write your pep talk and come back to it at any time, reread it over and over, and let the power of it sink in. Another practical tip for fighting imposter syndrome is trying to lessen or eliminate your triggers. For example, is there someone on your social media feed that makes you feel less than or unworthy? Unfollow. Do you get triggered when you hang out with a certain person? Then create some boundaries. You are in control. So think about what you can change or eliminate in your life so that you can reduce imposter syndrome and step into your greatness, greatness that you deserve, even though your inner mean girl may convince you differently. The last mindset topic I'm going to cover today is the comparison trap. It's easy to scroll Instagram and want what someone else has, or feel less than because they have done something you haven't. This is a tough one, but let me remind you of a few things. You are most likely seeing their highlight reel, not the real life stuff, the scrappy, hard, messy stuff. So don't compare their highlight reel to what happens in real life. Another important reminder, you can't compare someone else's day 100 to your day one. Every person has a unique set of skills, life experience, and perspective. And thank goodness for that, right? If we were all the same, life would be so boring. But it's not fair to you to try and live up to someone else's success or level of achievement. You aren't running a race. And when you feel like that, try reflecting on your own version of success. What is that? Is it a specific revenue number, a subscriber count? It doesn't have to be. How about getting clear on what you want to feel? Maybe it's the impact you want to have. How do you want to show up for yourself and your family or your subscribers? Figure out what you personally want your life to look like before you go comparing yourself to someone else. And the last reminder for comparisonitis is an important one for me. It's that her success doesn't equal your failure. So don't project negatively on yourself if someone else is doing a good job. Rather than constantly comparing yourself to them, try to be happy for them. It's so freeing. Guys, all three of today's mindset challenges are normal, things that I battle with daily and that take work. Personal development is a lifelong adventure, and we are here to help you through it all. I sincerely hope that today's short episode made you feel less alone and provided you with some resources to overcome fear, imposter syndrome, and comparisonitis. Just know that you aren't alone. Feel free to DM me on Instagram at subscriptionboxbootcamp and let me know what mindset issues you're struggling with. My team and I would love to support you. If you found this episode helpful, please share it with a friend who also needs to hear this message. Thanks as always for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode.